Please be seated. Good morning, church. We're in a time of communion. And we're going to take the bread and the wine in a few minutes. It's good to see everybody today. I hope you had a good week. Enjoying the snow a little bit. Maybe a little bit too much on the way. But we want to be close to the Lord in this time. Welcome back, all the students. Good to see Grace back safely. We have a few guests. I'll introduce them a little bit later. But also I want to introduce Ray Kabaya from Baltimore Church. He's part of the, came for the Calvin Worship Institute, is what I heard. There they give out grants, okay? And Baltimore Church was very gifted. They got $15,000 to boost up their worship ministry. Amen to that. So Rick and Darcy, we need to sit down and talk about all that. It's going to be exciting. We want to tap in Calvin just down the road, be able to spread the gospel and give him glory. At this time, turn with me to the book of Psalms. I hope you're enjoying the study in the book of Psalms. We have 100 days of Psalms. We have 93 to go. Today is Psalms 8. I hope you get into the Word. If you need some kind of a paperwork or information, let me or Pam know. What is Psalms? It is songs. David wants to connect with God. What an incredible desire. I hope you have that desire. I want to connect with God today. Not, I'll wait for next Sunday, or for the Bible study, or wait for the big worship conference, or my mountaintop experience in Grand Haven, overlooking the sun. I'll wait for that, and then you're waiting for the sun to come, and then I'll pray. No, that wasn't David's heart. David had a desire, I want to be with God. So he sings. Oh Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. I don't know how you sang it. Hey, maybe I should join the worship team. Wife's like, no, don't even go there. My daughter like, Dad, that was... Or discipline me in your wrath. Chapter 6, verse 1. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. Oh Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. I wonder how old he was. My soul is in anguish. How long, oh Lord, how long? You see, just reading that, you see God's heart. You see David's heart just the desiring for an answer. Do you feel like that sometimes? Maybe this week I'm desiring for an answer. God, please give me a job. Walter and Tony are praying hard. We're all praying. God, help us to grow a desire. We're putting that before God. David understood the heart of God. He didn't want to fall into the discipline of the wrath of God. He wanted to have mercy on him. Amen to that. God's anger is not what you think it is. The actual translation is not a reaction or an outburst of anger. That's how God is. It's translated as settled anger. That means it's a conviction about sin. It's consistent throughout centuries. David understood that in his walk. And how God operates in his life, in his world. You know, when you and I understand more deeper how God works, we are at peace. Okay, God got this. Oh, my school. Oh, I'm falling apart. Hey, God got this. My kids acting up. Okay, God, you got this. I lost some money. I lost a wallet on the midweek, somebody here. But God got this. God got it. He got it.
But do we get it?
And that's the connection we need to have when we connect to God. That's our theme for the year too, to remain in God, to remain in His love. And we talked about the Psalms and how David was so passionate. And it goes on, "Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he's dead, who praises you from the grave." And he goes on, and he's so positive by the end of the psalm. I really believe that when we do pray, when we open our heart to God and our feelings and our negative and all that emotions out on the table, and God helps you. You change. Those feelings change. God gives you comfort because He knows you are calling on Him. In Psalms chapter 5, it says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you." He's all heart. "God, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you, God. In the morning, I'm going to start first." And as a church, we're doing the time capsule prayers. You're welcome to jump in. What we do as a church, we put all our requests in a sheet. We'll give you a sheet later after church. And you put all the prayers down. Lock it up in a time capsule. The whole year 2019. Amen. And then by the end of the year, we can open it up and see what God has done. I have the prayer request from Alan. He's not here, so I'm going to already talk to him about it. Alan's getting ready to go to China to be with his wife. 2018, for his marriage to grow, and it's grown. He's going to put a retreat. Mount Pleasant, God help. He's a changed man. Wives changed. Secondly, he prayed to buy a home and sell his old home. And that's done. He made some profit, but got a deposit down. He bought a home in Granville. He is fired up. Thank you, Jesus. He lost his job. He worked for this company for 3 years. Poured his heart out. He worked. Work. They let him go. They let him go. He can give your heart so much and still the world will not be free. But he trusts God. He is like David. "I'm going to cry out to God." A man, Alan, who never went to church. He tied a hypocrisy. He said, "I'm going to pray." And so he prayed. And he's now working at the maintenance at the Davenport University. Amen to that. Isn't that cool? So now he's becoming more ambitious with the prayer. 2019, my wife gets pregnant with one child. That's how you grow. That's how you grow in your prayer. You become very specific. And he gave to me like, "And healthy." He said, "I can't handle twins. I just need one, Lord." Be a follower of God and have great relationships. Be a better husband and a father. Pay my debt off. And get the mechanical license. This goes to the capsule. He's going to grow. He's going to keep on soaring. You know, Christian life, you got to exercise your faith. You got to exercise your prayer. You got to put yourself out there and say it. Mark 11, that's what Jesus said. "Say to the mountain, move, and it'll move."
Oh, really?
Well, if you have a doubt, it won't move. I'm not talking about physical mountains, spiritual mountains.
And God works powerfully.
Amen to that.
Let's go ahead and pray. Almighty God, we come before you. God, we thank you for being our Lord and being our King. And God, you are sovereign Lord. You're a mighty Savior. You're a holy Father. You are Jehovah, a provider. Father, we come before you, Lord. We lay our request before you like David, who was young in the faith, but he called upon you. He shared his heart and his emotions and his feelings, and he was so honest. He didn't go around dumping on a sheep or on other people. He dumped it on you, knowing you will rescue him. Lord, help us do that this morning, this week, this year, in 2019. To connect with you, Lord, to trust you that you got it. Father, I pray as we take the bread and the wine, as we remain with the true wine, Christ Jesus, who went before us, died for us when we were still sinners, and went through the death, burial, and resurrection. God, as we take the bread and the wine, help us to remember the cross, what you have done for us. God, that will block away everything and examine our hearts this morning, our walk with you. God, if we fall short today, God, that you are there to pick us up. God, if you're touching someone's heart to study the Word, the Bible, and get deep, and to connect with you back, then let it be so. Thank you so much for this time, for your love, for your grace, for your mercy, for the joy, for your patience, for your goodness. God, help us to taste the goodness of you. But once we taste, you will never walk away. God, thank you for this morning. Love you in His name. Amen.